Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, and we are here, PSA Radio. You already know what the fuck this is, man. Segment Boys, killing it, dropping a whole bunch of content. I'm here with my bro, Dre, Three Letterman. What is good, my G?
Man, what the fuck is going on, man? We out here, man. What's good, Timbo?
Man, a lot of ruffled feathers happening today, huh?
I love that shit, though, man. This is when people say battle rap is dying. When you have, like, niggas going at it, it just sparks the drama. It's just, we need this sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas poking at each other. I love that shit, you know what I'm saying? Some niggas will be getting cocky with it, but that's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about that a little later. You
Uh-oh.
Know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
You know? I seen Cortez going at Big K. There's a lot of funny star shit going on in battle rap right now, man. Big K walking around here talking about, I see niggas, obviously I'm blocked from the niggas, but I see people talking about, Big K talking about he won, he beat Cortez. Like, nigga, just admit that you lost, B. When Chilla lost to B-Magic, that nigga kept it a G. You say he lost to B-Magic. I remember that shit, clear as day on fucking cam. When Swae lost to Verb, he went on Twitter, say he lost. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to keep the image like you want, but Big K be doing overboard with this shit. Like, it killed that nigga pride. Nigga, it's just a battle, my nigga. It's not like you trash. Like, you could lose a 2-1. You could lose a 2-1 battle and not be trash, my nigga. Like, let's be real. Like, you still spend some shit. Like, niggas.
Yeah.
I think, remember this, Timbo. I said this on PSA right now. Niggas are going to switch up on Big K. I'm not going to switch up on him because I could take away his block guard Twitter shit, his catching feelings on certain shit, his cadence on stage, like, you know, that nigga's rap, be on some bullshit, and still be objective and say that nigga still, I still rock with his battles.
Yeah.
But I think there's some people who can't do that, and that just, you do one shit to turn them off, and they don't want to rock with you. They're like, fuck you, nigga, we ain't rocking with you. I don't even like the fact you did that. Just on the simple fact, you did something, and that's not cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't live by that code.
Yeah.
I really don't. But, you know what I mean?
I guess it is what it is. Like we talked about last time, sensitive, you know? Sensitive. But we'll see, man.
John,
we got John.
I think John's on. Yeah. Set him off, Timbo. Intro.
He ain't called yet.
Oh, let me hit him. He just hit me on the phone. Hold up, Timbo. Give me a second here. Yeah, call
Let's
up.
See, okay, we got my man on.
All right.
Hold on.
Yo.
John
on?
What's the number you got? Text it to me.
I think it's a 917 number.
Yeah.
Hold on, Timbo. Tell me. It's a 914 number. 914. 308.
Yeah, that's what I got too, and he's not on right now.
Yeah, all right, let me text him right now. We call up. Let's hit him again.
Oh, here we go. We're gonna get the man on, another friend of the show, actually.
Day one nigga.
I've said this a lot before. I will continue to say it. One of, if not the most solid dude in this game. Humble as shit.
And can take criticism as a battle rap and don't be in his fucking feelings like a lot of you fuck boys.
Exactly. He takes it constructively. Here's one of my favorite parts about this man, too. He took something that people were giving him shit for. People were giving him shit for the, oh, he still barred this and that. And he flipped that shit and he became top tier with that shit.
After the Hitman battle, John was creeping on top tier, though. If we go in there, though, Timbo, after the Hitman battle.
No, he was. No.
The
he
nigga just,
was.
You know, he solidified his name after that battle.
He did, and he took what people were talking about. Instead of getting sensitive about it, like a lot of these rappers do, he took that shit, he ran with it, and, I mean, dude is crazy. One of my favorites out here. Let's bring him on the show before we give him, like, a fucking A1 intro and shit in here.
Yeah.
If
and niggas be like, shut up, dude, let him in it, Timbo.
John, what's good, man?
Yeah, that might have been the best intro ever, but it fucked me up a little bit, though. Because I'm
talk about
over
it.
Here ready, I'm over here ready to go in. I'm hot. and y'all done gave me that warm welcome. I was like, damn, yo, y'all got me.
Yo, John, we fuck with you from day one, nigga, man. You know what it is, bro.
Day
come on,
one,
no, it ain't nothing like that.
This is
you know
a day
saying?
One. This is a day one right here.
John, let's talk about this shit, though, my nigga. Let's just talk about this shit, man.
Before
what the fuck is going on?
That,
what's on your mind? All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, before
okay,
we get it all that, before we get it all that, let me tell you why I respect y'all so much.
All right.
The simple fact, y'all don't have to be doing what y'all doing. It's not like y'all over here making thousands of dollars of what y'all do. What, you know what I'm saying? With what y'all doing, y'all
right.
doing it for the simple love of battle rap. And we share the same love of battle rap, which is why I could take certain criticism from y'all that I might not be able to take from other people, because I know when y'all say it is genuine. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's for your love of battle rap, and I feel like that's the problem right now. Nobody really has love for battle rap. A lot of people is just using battle rap. It's a difference. You using it because it's convenient. It's the easier way to – you know, to promote whatever you want to promote, but nobody has the love for it right now, which is why there's these bitch-ass niggas that hide behind their views or how much they getting paid or whatever the case is. Y'all have never seen me talk about how much I get paid. Do y'all think I get paid peanuts? Are you fucking kidding me?
Nah. Hell no.
Like,
I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna go record and say nah.
Yeah, it's no way. Like, it's like, come on. It's just that I don't talk about that because that's not why I'm battling. You feel what I'm saying? That's not why I'm here. It's a reason I could battle fucking Tay Rock and turn around and battle a nigga named Amp somewhere else. Or battle this person and that person because it's the love of battle rap. There's a competition. I like to battle to where I feel like I got something to lose. I like my back against the wall. Which is why I go at the fan favorites. I go at the people that people would probably say, oh, we kill John John. Because let's be real, it's a trend to hate John John right now. I've seen it. It's been that way.
Yeah.
It's a trend.
Mm-hmm.
It's
you
trend.
And DNA. You DNA and Cortez. You DNA and Cortez are the top three niggas, I think, where niggas just be trying to shit on all the time.
Look at it. And then look at the fucked up part about it. You take the three names you just named, me, DNA, and Cortez, three niggas that'll go anywhere, that'll battle anybody, that never take a fucking round off. Why? Because we love this shit. And we get punished and shunned because we love it, because we actually have a passion. To where the cool kids is just, oh, I only come out when they got the chicken right. Or when they boom. Like, nah, nigga, like, what happened to the love for this shit? What happened to when y'all niggas was battling for free? It was no money in y'all mind. Y'all was there to be doing it. Y'all coming from wherever. Y'all coming from the Midwest, coming from, you know, wherever. Everybody's going to New York at this time. There was no other places. Everybody's traveling to New York on their own dime because they wanted to do it. Nobody knew that money was going to be involved anywhere down the line. Nobody knew that. You know what I'm saying? I know that for a fact. But now it's just like when you got these niggas that's promoting that, like, oh, I do this and that, I get paid this, I do this. You got the up-and-coming niggas that want to be like these niggas are moving like that, not looking at the fact that they put in work or how long they've been there, why they able to act like that. These new niggas is just acting like, oh, we got to move this way. Well, we're going to put our foot down and start demanding some money that we don't deserve.
All right, but John,
John,
you said something about money right quick. Is money one of the sole – where would you rank money – in the pecking order of where it's fucking up battle rap right now?
It's number one. Because if you look at it from a league perspective, it costs money. You know what I'm saying? It costs money. And nobody is trying to throw money out there for no reason. You have to budget your money, and then if you're smart, you will look at it like, okay, if I spend this, how can I make this back? How can I make this back? It's very hard, especially if you put on a good event with good production, good talent, good venues. It's very hard to try to make the money back that you put up strictly off ticket sales. Very hard. So you fuck up when you think that's what's going to happen. That's when you're going to take your biggest loss. You're not thinking business-wise. You're looking at, okay, Smack is able to book these names, and he's packing out venues at $100 a ticket. Maybe if I book some of these niggas, it'll work out the same for me. But, nah, you're not looking at your demographic. You're not looking at your market. You're not looking at Smack been doing this shit for 09. He built that to the point where he could sell out a card like Rookies vs. Vets with half the fucking card is literally rookies. That probably couldn't put 30 people in the building at the time. You feel what I'm saying? It's like he built that market for that. But you got the other people that's just jumping in. That's what you call them. That's when you the term comes in, culture vultures. Because, oh,
yeah.
I got money. Oh, these dudes want this and that. That's it. You know what I'm saying? To these millionaires, $20,000 ain't shit.
Like,
David. You know what I'm saying? It's not shit, bro. It's not shit. So when you got a nigga like, fuck that, damn, Smack, you gave Mook $20,000. I need $20,000. And now Smack not booking it. So the culture vultures is looking in on that. Like, okay, well, Smack don't want to book it. Let me jump in on this. So now once they jump in on it, because we got the money, they're going to throw them this $20,000, even though they don't make the money back, even though this is going to be their only event. But we're going to throw them this money. So when you throw them this money, now you got it in this nigga head that, oh, I'm worth this $20,000 because I got it. That doesn't necessarily mean you're worth it. You're not the only battle on the card, are you? You think... You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, come on, my nigga. Let's be real. Not only that, you're not even the only battler in your battle. You got to battle somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, I think nobody is thinking that. Everybody just walking in on this ego trip. Like, everybody's feeling themselves, but you got to feel yourself because the niggas that's feeling themselves, that's who fan base just ride with them the most because they feel themselves.
Yeah.
People just... You know what I'm saying? Like, they cater to them versus you got the people that's actually humble, the me, the DNAs, the Cortezes, and we get shunned for being humble. We gotta fight for our respect for years, though. This has been happening for how many years now? Let's be real.
Grind time era. Since grind time.
Yep.
Yeah, years, literally, all three of us came from grind time, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally had to grind and still grinding, but don't have a problem grinding. We don't have no problem proving ourselves over and over and over again. I talk to Cortez and DNA all the fucking time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We don't have a problem doing that. But it's just like we at fault for being that way. We at fault for actually having a passion for this shit. We at fault.
John, let me ask you a question. Do you think that being that you're a league owner right now yourself, right? Do you think that King of the Dot, RBE, Queen of the Ring, Syndicate Cartel, all these leagues should implement in the contracts that nobody should be talking about how much money they getting? I think when niggas started talking about how much money they getting, it just, well, battle rap just went, it ran its muck on that. You know what I mean? I particularly don't like that. I think niggas should not be talking about how much money they getting. And niggas be lying too. You know that, John.
You're definitely right. I never thought about as far as putting it in contract, but that's a good idea. But, yeah, that's the problem. Everybody's talking about money. Everybody's talking about this shit. Why are you talking about it? And not only are they talking about it, they're lying about it.
That's where it gets fucked up. That's where it gets fucked up.
Yeah, they are lying. These niggas is not, trust me. These niggas is not eating like that. They're not. You know what I'm saying? Niggas make it. That's why I don't know if y'all caught the tweet. These fake it till you make it ass niggas. I feel it. But that's just never been me, man. I can never live above my means. You know what I'm saying? I'm me regardless. Once I start flexing, once I start talking that money shit, that's because I'm up M's. You feel me? That's a Mayweather.
Yeah.
I'm up in. That's when I'm. You can't say nothing to me because I made it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, you know what I mean? But that's, you definitely right though, Dre. With niggas mentioning it and everything. Yeah, I think.
So what can change it though, my niggas? Let me ask you a simple question. I want both of y'all to answer this question. What can change it though? What can change a lot of shit that's going on in battle rap? What's the change? Do we need a summit? Do niggas need to, like, I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. I was thinking about this, but it's hard to change where it's gotten to, though. It's hard. You can't take back knowing that knowing what someone's getting paid. Like John said, you know, people have lied about what they're getting paid. Obviously, Mook, since Summer Madness 2, you know, we talk about that as being the time where bragging about what you got paid fucked this whole thing up. So I don't think you can really go back. I don't see none of these leagues sitting down and talking with each other. I mean, you just heard Beasley get on the blog and say, if you're over there battling in King of the Dot, why would we want you here? We want you to come here and stay here. I don't see anybody sitting down and really, really doing all that, to be totally honest with you. It's hard for me to really see it happen.
But what will have to change battle rap is the future of battle rap, the next wave of niggas. You got to breed niggas a certain way. It's like the problem is nobody want to start over. Nobody wants to start over. But you have to. You know what I'm saying? You have to. You got to use what's being done now as an example to teach the next wave of niggas, which is what I do with the bullpen. You know what I'm saying? I don't just book niggas to come battle. I like to cater to the up-and-coming niggas that's not getting that proper look that they need and not getting their head mentally. I mentor them, tell them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I use my experience. And not only that, I use what's being out there. So if I give you an example, you could also go look this shit up yourself, and it shows what worked and what didn't work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to do it. But it's hard because you got a lot of these new niggas. They already feel entitled to certain shit. They already feel entitled. They like, oh, I got a battle with 100,000 views already, so I'm lit. Not realizing, dog, you got this 100,000 views, but this was on URL. You're not on URL no more.
Yeah.
URL got 500,000 subscribers. You know what I'm saying? Look at your other battles. Your other shit is sitting at 6,000. Or, you know, when you go to these other leagues, your shit is sitting at this and that. Dog, you still got to put work in. You still have to put work in. That's like if I could have said no to the PGs when they first told me to go there because I was already on WorldStar about 2 or 3 times, well over 100,000 views, and you put me in there with Clean and B Magic at the time that was barely cracking 20,000. Barely. You know what I'm saying? Because I remember looking at these things. Like, I'm looking at everybody they bringing in the PGs, and I'm like, none of these niggas compared to my numbers at the time. None of them. Not one of them. You know what I'm saying? But it was still like, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. If I feel like I got to go there and prove myself, that's what I'm going to do. You can ask Smack, Norbs, any one of them. I said, I don't care about the PGs because when I go there, I'm going to make it to where I'm only going to do one PG battle. I wasn't saying it like I'm going to do one PG battle and I refuse to do another. I was saying my one PG battle, my plan was to make an example out of a nigga because I felt like I shouldn't have been there in the first place. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to make an example out of a nigga to where they got to put me on that stage now. You see what I'm saying? Like, that was my whole mindset. I came to destroy from the door. Okay, these top-tier niggas don't want to battle me. Let me attack every nigga in my class so can't nobody compare me to these niggas no more. I don't want to be compared to these niggas no more.
Now, John, real quick, I want to talk about the bullpen right quick. Is it safe to say, I mean, listen, both of us are New York niggas, and you're in Atlanta, I'm in Florida, so we're in the South right now. I look at the bullpen league, and correct me if I'm wrong, obviously it's based in the South, but I think you're helping out that region of Atlanta bringing battle rap to the South. I think a lot of niggas is not looking at that because, and I want to ask you another question. Chef Trez, is he the number one gunner on bullpen? Every league got their gunners where Smack co-signs K-Rock to the fullest. RBE fucking rides with Show Up to the fullest. Is that Chef Trez your number one gunner on bullpen?
Chef Trez is a funny situation, man. Chef Trez, he
like
got
that young boy, John. I like that young boy.
Listen. Chef Trez, he got it. You know what I mean? That nigga... There's so much potential in him. You know what I mean? Not just to be, you know, the battle rapper of the South. Like, he can be one of them dudes. But his mindset, he got a lot of growing mentally to do before he reaches this potential. He's just one of them niggas that listens to all the positivity and none of the criticism. None of them. You know what I'm saying? None of it. Like, a lot of times when I talk to Trez, when I spoke to Trez today, you know what I mean? And he was just, yo, every time we talk, you know what I'm saying, we disagree on things. You know what I mean? That's just how it is, because the type of person I am, dog, I don't hold back. You know what I'm saying? I don't hold back. And I tell you what it is, and a lot of things I tell him, he just don't be wanting to hear it. It be all facts. You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of hard to really – I don't know what Trez want to do as far as, you know, the bullpen goes, but he just kind of want to just do his own thing. Like, he just want to be on some freelancing shit. So, you know, I think that's what it's on. And when you're on that freelancing shit and when you just care about – you don't care about the business and everything else that goes on into it, it's hard for me to invest my time in that kind of person. You see what I'm saying?
I got you. You know, now, here's what I'm going to say to Chef Trez. I'm going to be your assistant for a second. Listen, Chef Trez, in translation of what John's saying, because I'll say it for him, goddammit. Nigga, you're in the bullpen league. Take over that motherfucking league, my nigga. Use that spit that heat. Nobody's talking about spit that heat no more, my nigga. Go over the bullpen league, catch wreck, get your name bubbling over there, my nigga. You feel me? Get your name bubbling over. And on top of that, you're dealing with a battle rapper who know the nuances of this motherfucking league, my nigga. He knows what the fuck is going on, the ins and outs. Let the nigga gonna mentor you and teach you, my nigga. Yeah, John. That's just how I feel that you want to say. Cause that's what I would say to Chef Trez. My nigga, come on.
I just don't want to, because me, you know what I mean? I told the Trez a lot. He knows this. Like, everything I'm saying, I've told him. It ain't like he going to listen to this, oh, this nigga John. Nah, you know what I mean? It's just that's just what it is. He just want to really just, he don't want to feel tied down to anything. And it's not about being tied down. I'm not trying to tie you down. All I'm saying is let me put you in the right situations you need to be. Why are you battling these nobody ever heard of against niggas nobody never heard of? How is that beneficial?
Yeah.
How is that beneficial? You know what I'm saying? How is that beneficial? My whole thing would be, okay, let me negotiate this deal. Let me make this beneficial for you. If they're not going to give you the right kind of money, at least give them the right kind of opponent. Not only that, I need to see this flyer before they release it, because a lot of these niggas got bullshit flyers. I like everything professional. I need to see this shit. And I need to see who else is on this card. If you don't got this kind of budget, where is this event at, too, matter of fact? How many people supposed to be there? Because if you got my man over there and he's battling in front of 10 people after I just put him on stage in front of a packed house, yes, I'm going to feel some kind of way.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, come on. Yeah. Like, my investment's got to mean something. If I'm investing and just paid DNA to come battle Chef Trez in the bullpen, flew him out here, you know, everything. We pay for production, too. We don't just got our man with a camera recording and he just – editing and putting it out like a lot of these leagues that's averaging 1,000 to 2,000 views a battle doing. We're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? So why would we do all that just for Chef Trez to go to such and such league to battle such and such? You know what I'm saying? For what?
Yeah.
It's like pointless.
Yeah.
It's pointless. You got to put yourself in the right situations. You know what I'm saying? The right situations. And, you know, but that's, you know, that's Trez's problem. But, you know, a lot of times niggas got to learn off experience the same way I was.
Of course, definitely. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I could tell a nigga 1,000 times, and it's just like, if he don't, you know what I mean? That's why I don't really fault Trez. You know what I mean? I don't fault him. You know what I'm saying? My whole, I don't, like, he just got to learn. You know what I mean? If he ain't learning yet, but at the same time, dog, you done had a problem with every league you've been in so far. You don't think you.
That's the point I was saying, John. That's the point I was trying to make. Like, my nigga. He was on URL. You was on URL. You was on Spit That Heat. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's where my frustration comes in there with Trez, because, dog, you got it. You have it, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you got it. Listen to me. I don't want nothing from you but just to listen to me. I haven't asked you for anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just listen to me. I'm going to put you in the right situation. You know who is listening to me? Loso. I don't know if y'all seen Loso.
No, I am Loso. And let me tell you what I like about your league also, John. And I seen Beasley do an interview about this, and he bigged you up, your league up, Hard Body Karate. The nigga said, the thing I like about John's league is he's building stars. He's building up his own core of killers over there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Obviously, you bring niggas over, DNA, Shine, Sharon, you know, those niggas, obviously, but you building niggas up. Niggas that I never heard of, so now I got to watch these niggas on bullpen. They're like, all right. So these are the niggas John fucking with and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm not just getting names because I can. I make these niggas work for these names. If you study bullpen, nobody just coming in and getting a name like that. The only person that was coming in and getting a name was Saya. For obvious reasons.
Come on now. Let's just be real. If you do your battle rap history, do your fucking Google. Saya been out here. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. For obvious reasons.
Saya been out here a while.
You gotta come in. And you gotta battle. You gotta show your work. You gotta put in work. Like Riggs, you look at Riggs. Riggs came in, he was humble. I just want to eat, man. Every league I've been a part of, they ain't never want to give me these looks. I told Riggs, hey man, look, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm not here to baby none of you niggas, but I can tell you one thing: if you put in the work, I'm gonna keep feeding you. So you know what Riggs did? Riggs came in, his first battle with Street Hymns, he had one of the best performances that night. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Of the event. Mm-hmm. So what happened was the people that was there, you know, who was there the first event? Waka? Who was it? Lil Duval?
Dupree and shit, right? JD?
Yeah, JD. The niggas that was there, they were talking about Riggs. And y'all don't know, that's the base of you starting a fan base. It ain't about the views so much. Sometimes it's about you being at certain events so certain people can see you. The fact that me and Hitman was in front of Diddy, some of that is
Q-Tip,
made that battle
Buster.
That much. Yeah, Buster. Q-Tip, Buster, it made that battle that much because once they left, now I know for a fact if I run into Diddy somewhere or wherever or Buster, they know who I am because they were there.
Yeah.
So that's how you build. So now you got a nigga like Riggs, and he shook that room. So then it was D Flames that shook the room too. So the next event, I booked Riggs and D Flames. Both of y'all niggas shook the room. Now let me see what y'all niggas could do now. Riggs did the thing again. So now I'm like, okay, Riggs, now I'm going to give you somebody that's been around for a minute. I'm going to give you Bricks. Bricks, I just gave you B-Magic last battle. You won, but let's use some of that buzz. You coming over B-Magic and move it towards somebody else in the bullpen. Let's share the buzz out here. Give Riggs a shot. Period. You know what I mean? So he battles Riggs. Riggs does his thing again. So now, okay, I'm just testing Riggs, and I keep telling him, yo, you eat, I'm going to feed you. The next battle, Riggs got Cortez. I didn't just come out the gate and give Riggs Cortez. He got Street Hymns, D-Flames, Bricks, and Cortez. You could see his story. You could see his grind. He worked for that. I'm not handing him nothing. Nobody just get nothing out the gate. You got to work
for it. Yeah, because you didn't get nothing out the gate, so... Yeah.
Huh?
You didn't get nothing out the gate, so same rules apply to the young boys, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got to grind.
I'm not telling y'all to do nothing I can do or currently doing. You feel what I'm saying? Like, leading by example.
Is that kind of what you learned, though, once you got and started doing your own league? You know, there's only things you can learn by doing. You know, once you own the league, once you're throwing these events, is that kind of where you learn a lot of it too?
I'm honestly, Timbo, like I'm really like naturally just an observing person. Like I'm observing.
Yeah.
Like I could be chilling or whatever, and just you know glance around the room or whatever. But I would have a photographic memory of the room to the point where you know somebody could walk in, yo, I left my keys somewhere. And not that I was focusing on these keys, but I know exactly where them keys was at because I conveyed the fucking whole room. You know what I'm saying? So coming up, with that being said, coming up battling, I was just observing shit naturally. So when it got to the point where I was, you know, thinking about starting my own league, I already knew what I wanted to do. So I procrastinated it. I procrastinated on it for about a year. Because I was thinking about how I could do something different. Okay, I know I want a league, but what's going to separate me as a league from these other leagues? Because there's 1,003 leagues out here. So I'm thinking, what's going to separate me? So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go the humble route. I'm going to start from the bottom. Let me go try to get some new niggas. You know what I mean? And I'm going to watch from where, you know, where Smacking Them started from. Smacking Them, you know, they started small and they just got people battling and everybody was at these events, so therefore people was talking shit to each other and shit was starting naturally. It just now is to the point where we've been around each other for years. You know what I'm saying? Like regardless of anything, Hitman and Surf been around each other for years.
I've been a, we see each other for years. There's some kind of, you know what I mean? It's damn near, we damn near grew up together.
Right.
So, yeah.
Y'all the next class. Really, y'all, really, John, y'all the next class after, if you look at, excuse me, Lux, Rex, Mook, those niggas and shit. You know, you, Surf, Hitman, y'all are the Calico, you know what I'm saying? But, John, I want to transition to the name you just said, my nigga. Sue Surf. What's going on, my nigga?
Man, he's the perfect pretender. That's what I'm going to call him.
Elaborate, man. What you mean?
He's the perfect pretender, man. Like, nothing with Surf is real. I know y'all see me call him fake a lot. I told Joe Button in his face that Surf was fake. Y'all could look that up. That's on Rap Grid somewhere. I just said it in a
video. You were saying nine. I remember you saying nine. I seen that shit a couple years ago. Remember
that? He's like the perfect pretender, man. Like, everything this nigga is saying is just like, dog, it's not what you making it seem like. You know what I mean? The nigga tweeted, oh, I got these distribution deals, these label situations. And, dog, you've been saying that for how long, my nigga? And on top of that, that ain't moving nobody. Like, get out of here, my nigga. Like, Surf would be around somewhere with let's say he around 50 Cent or something. Ask 50 Cent, hey, big bro, can I take this picture with you? 50 would say, yeah. You know what I mean? He'll take the picture, and Surf will post some shit with a caption like, uh-oh, we working, or 50 want a boy on the team or something. That's what he does, my nigga. And people really fall for that shit. He fall for that shit, my nigga. Let's be real. And then
hold on, John. I'm gonna play devil's advocate here. We're gonna go back and forth here. Now, am I the biggest Sue Surf fan? No. Do me and Sue Surf have the greatest relationship? No. But we're cordial to each other. Have I been critical of him? Yes, I have. But I give him this. The nigga, his persona, I think, is oversell his battle raps. And the co-sign of Joe Budden.
That's why I call him the perfect pretender. Like, it works for him. You know what I'm saying? It works for him. And it's just like how he moves, you can't knock him. Like, because at the end of the day, I'm a Surf fan. And I'm not too ashamed to fucking say that.
Word.
But me being a Surf fan, you know what that means? That means I watch him. And this goes back to what I just said. I'm observing regardless. I could observe a whole nigga, how a nigga move, and determine how to deal with this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, and me watching him, his persona, like, come on, my nigga. All this shit he talks, this nigga got more clear losses than clear wins. But if you put his name up against anybody, for some reason, he's going to be the heavily favored in that battle.
I agree with that. I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Like, his last solo battle was who? Against Verb.
Verb. And I didn't like that battle. Verb won that shit 3-0. And
that.
I didn't like that.
That's what I'm saying. Let's be real. And it ain't like he went up there. He was the same Surf. Just certain shit didn't hit. And then even if you watch the 2-on-2, and that's, and me just being, I'm not, trust me, I'm not just hating, whatever you want to call it. Tay-Rock carried them in that. Am I lying? Surf shit was not landing. You could go
I agree. If you ask me who rhymes, I was feeling a little bit more Rock, you know what I'm saying? But see, niggas will say I'm biased, though, John, because I fuck with Rock a little bit more than Surf. I respect Surf, but I fuck with Rock a little more, you know what I'm saying?
I fuck with both of them, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, if you watch that battle, like, realistically, now that I said it and that people that's going to be listening to this shit, they're going to go and watch it, and they're going to agree. Surf shit just wasn't. He's not that, bro. He's not a nigga that kills. He doesn't win battles. So,
all right.
Why would
John? Let's go over his resume right quick. You think he doesn't win battles though?
I mean, he doesn't clearly win battles. What battles has he clearly won?
Woo! All right. I had him beating Bricks. That was nothing. I had him beating Bricks. I had him beating X Factor 2-1.
So did I. He beat X Factor.
That's
so
true.
Keep going.
That's
keep
true.
Going.
You did.
keep going.
I got him losing the DNA. I got him losing the DNA. I got him losing the Young Ill. The Hollow battle.
The
I didn't like that battle at all. Huh?
Lost the Clips.
Lost the Clips.
Lost the
Calico. Lost the Calico.
Lost the Calico.
The Khan battle is debatable, even though I lean to Khan a little bit, though. But he's battle killers, though, Johnny Buffano. He's battle killers, though.
So did I.
The truth? No, I totally agree with that.
It doesn't matter. Like, he's battle killers. Don't get me. See, if I say something, it's gonna sound crazy. But fuck it. He's battle killers. We say he's killers. These niggas we say is killers, they was the first wave of battle rappers. They was the only ones. They set the tone. It's not like they came in where it was a thousand niggas and they had to run through niggas to get their name. It wasn't like that.
But he battled niggas in their prime, though. X Factor in his prime, Young Ill in his prime.
Prime? Really?
Young Ill was in his prime at that time, though.
They battled. It was he battled them niggas when, okay, X Factor, yeah, X Factor, I guess you could say that was his prime. But look at when it was that, like, battle rap wasn't the same right then and there. It was, especially when he battled Ill. It was like them niggas were still kind of making names for themselves. Them shits, if you ask Norbs and Beasley and them, they going to tell you those was the first proven ground type battles. So that's what you're going to call a prime? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like everybody was solidifying themselves at that time. When Ill battled Surf, who did he kill?
Ill didn't kill nobody at the time. But that Young Ill, he was ice pack, though. He was ice pack at that time, though, Jonathan.
I understand that, but you're saying he battled killers. I'm saying is a killer is only a killer after they done killed. Now, Ill might have went on after the Surf battle. He might have went on after the Surf battle and started running through niggas. Oh, I can see why you say, but when you battle niggas matters. When you battle them, that fucking matters. To me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, but for him to be acting like, you know, he just above niggas, hide behind views. Yeah, you get the views and all of that because you know how to fake it good. You know how to make it seem like you live in something that you're not, and people gravitate towards that. You do that pretty fucking well. Yeah, you got more views than me. Okay. What the fuck? Like, what? So what? So what? Nigga, I'm saying you can't beat me. Prove that. And that's where battle rap is fucked up at. Nobody cares about that. Nobody cares about you can't beat me. Tell me how you can beat me, because everybody going to say you going to beat me. That's why, because your fans are going to be like, don't battle John. He don't do this. He don't do that. Don't battle.
I hate that shit, John. I hate that shit. I fucking hate that. Don't battle this nigga. I hate it.
Corny,
I hate
them
kind of conversations, man. That shit's a fucking corny. I don't like that
shit. So how you going to say you don't want to battle me, and then you plan on battling T-Top? And then he even had a verbal agreement at one time when he was about to battle Wade. Mr. Wavy.
Mm-hmm.
After I'm Mr. Wavy. So you know what I feel like? You know what I feel like? It's like, okay, Surf is battling John, right? So, you know, with the fan base, Surf is going to kill John. John can't do shit with Surf or whatever, boom, because they're not realizing. I got more clear wins than Surf. They're not realizing. I don't really take a round off. So the one round
that
he flips up, that's his ass. They're not realizing that. But Surf sees that. So you know what happens? It's going to be a lot of pressure if Surf does decide to battle me. And then once it come out and I fuck around and smoke him, or it's too debatable for his fans' liking, it's not going to look good for that man. It's not. It's not. It'd be too beneficial for me than for him. You see what I'm saying? It's like he got way more to lose, and he see what he got to lose. You know what I mean? Even when I battled Big T told me, he said, yo, John, you not hard to beat. You not hard to beat. And I feel like that's how a lot of niggas look at me. They look at like, yo, you know, they watch it, and they look at how, you know, there's a lot of fans that don't like me, and they say this and that. So they be looking like, you know, John really not that good, and boom, boom, boom. And then you get on stage, and it's another story. For some reason, you can't beat me. For some odd fucking reason, you can't. Nobody is just running over me. And I think that's what a lot of people is waiting to happen. And that's where my motivation comes from. Everybody's just waiting for this shit to happen. Like, it was a, it's an interview I did on War Report with Hollow. Right? So me and Hollow was talking about battling. And he was like, yo, why you don't battle a new nigga? Battle Ty Law or something. You want to battle me? Go battle one of them niggas.
You do already, though. But you do already, though. You battle niggas like...
But this
you battle the Sharones. You battle...
Before battle prep and wavy and all that. This was before that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So, you saying that as if I won't do it. So here I go, okay, now I'm going to go battle some new niggas. What happens? I run through these niggas. Leave me alone. Now it's like, you ain't battle nobody. You only beat in the PG niggas. You only... It's like there's always going to be an excuse.
Some bullshit. Excuse,
always.
Yeah.
That's why it's like I'm convinced me and Hollow is not going to battle. He's going to always find the fucking reason. I'm telling you, he's going to always find the reason. Why? There's more to lose. You look at Hollow. Hollow don't have 1,000 classics running around here.
Got some, though. Not a lot, though.
If he do 4 battles in 1 year, it'll be 1 classic, 1 horrible bad battle, and might be 2 other okay-ish.
Now, here's my thing with Hollow. I'll take it a step further. When niggas try to tell me Hollow body, and I fuck with Hollow, when niggas try to say Hollow body Charlie Clips, I'm like, my nigga, he didn't really body Charlie Clips. His first round was his best round of the whole fucking battle. His second round was, and his third round was, it got the rounds got weaker after the first round and shit. You know what I'm saying? He beat Clips, yeah, clearly, 2-1. I thought Clips got the third round, but Hollow had one good round. I didn't like his battle with Surf, not too much. I didn't like that battle. Too tough. I'm going to keep it real. But he's
I'm
a legend, but you know.
I'm saying, you just validating what I'm saying. I study the game like you study the game. Niggas like, oh yeah, John, you don't got, you know, that many classics back to back, and nobody is pumping out classics back to back like that. Not these niggas that y'all pumping up, at least.
Yeah.
At least, if it is somebody, it ain't these niggas that y'all hyping. Y'all got these niggas running behind they. Like, come on, my nigga, that's the corny shit. Like, come on, get it over with. At first came in, niggas were saying they wasn't battling me. Why? Because my views wasn't up. My views was, my whole argument with Hitman, my views wasn't up.
Yeah. When y'all deferred old telling shit.
Got a battle with 16,000 views. All of this, my views wasn't up. Now, if you look at the number one league on URL, I am the top 8 most viewed on URL. So now views is out the fucking question.
Yeah.
What else is it?
Yeah.
My
resume? Seen that J Black blog. Yeah, I've seen the J Black blog where.
My resume? now is my resume is the argument? Come on, do I really have to run down my resume? Is that the argument?
It's hard
now?
Though. Resume's tough, though. Resume's tough. I'll give you that. Resume's tough. But whether win or loss, whether niggas think you won or lost, resume's tough.
Yeah, you could think I won or lost. You could think that. I don't argue. You know what I'm saying? Those opinions. You could really feel like I lost. That's cool. But at the end of the day, what arguments are these niggas making? It's like it's excuses. So when I say a nigga is ducking, now when I say that, it makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. Come on, my nigga. We at the BET Awards. Surf to my, I'm mid-tier, but while we at the BET Awards, he's sitting way in the back. I got a free seat next to me. I'm waiting for Surf to come sit up there until somebody tell him to move. Ask Surf how, after I drop my fucking, my song with Jadakiss, he's in my DM trying to get contact to Kiss to get a song with him. Contacting the mid-tier nigga to do all of this. Come on, my nigga, let's be real here. I told Surf, yo, look, I got a nigga willing to put up money for me or whatever. I got a way. I'm a league owner now. So I got a way I could talk certain shit to niggas to sell certain shit. So I told a nigga, because I was talking to some people with money, I don't really want to put their names out there, but Surf, no. So they asked me, yo, what you doing Summer Madness this year? I said, yeah, I might be trying to get Surf. Yo, if you get Surf, we could. Basically, I had another sponsor to where me and Surf could have got paid double whatever we got paid, whatever we would be getting paid for Summer Madness 6.
Yeah.
So what happened there? Wait. So what's the heart? What's the problem? Why are we not getting it?
He don't want to battle me. successful.
Come on, sir.
You see what I'm
saying?
The fuck? Like, so look, what does that eliminate now? What does that eliminate? That eliminates the view conversation. It eliminates the resume argument. And now it eliminates the money.
The money. Which everybody, and that's the first thing, John, I'm thinking about the money, because everybody talk about the money and niggas,
everyone,
the money's in front of your face.
Everyone goes to that. That's the number one reason these people don't battle.
Yeah.
My nigga, that would have been me and Surf's biggest paycheck for any battle we've ever did.
No,
that's
way.
Crazy.
I just told you double with whatever we got paid. I had the whole plan. I mapped it out for him and everything. Yeah.
So hold on, John. You telling me and Timbo that the niggas had conversations, and the reason why this battle's not going down and the reason why y'all not getting a big payday is only the sole person is because the Sue Surf doesn't want to battle? What's his reason?
Yeah, whatever he was tweeting today, that's his reasoning. Obviously. So my frustration is not the simple fact that, I want to battle Surf and Surf don't want to battle me. I don't give a fuck about that. It's just for the simple fact it was an opportunity for both of us to get paid double. And you turned that down for what again? Because of you?
Yeah, Surf, that's a little wild, my nigga, because you and Surf damn near battle the same niggas. You battle Verb, he battle Verb. You battle Hitman, he battle Hitman. You battle T-Rock, he battle T-Rock. You battle X-Factor, he battle X-Factor. That shit is wild, bugging me. You battle Charlie Clips, he battle Charlie Clips. That's just,
he battle Bricks, I battle Bricks.
Yeah.
You go like that. So it's just like, that's why I'm like, yo, he's a clown all the way. Like, you know what I mean? And he's going to make it seem whatever he want to make it seem, because his followers is just going to eat whatever he want to feed them. And they just into it. But guess what? Little do they know, that shit don't get to me no more, because I'm in a comfortable situation. Shit, Bulk and Battle League about to be on TV this Friday. Can I plug that for the rap game?
You
for a lifetime?
Do you, my nigga?
Come on, nigga. Come on. Get URL on BET. You don't think I'm going to get my own league on TV some way, somehow? What y'all niggas think y'all talking to, man? This shit crazy, my nigga. Make it so bad. He promoted a single, right? Surf promoted a single, Perfect Storm, featuring Sayari Kid. Yes, y'all heard that?
I dabbled through it a little bit, don't shit. Yeah, I heard the intro I heard, and I heard the AR app joint, and that's about it. I got to skim through it again.
Well, it got Sayari Kid is on every last one of my mixtapes. That's my man, my nigga, for years. Out here, he got it popping, or whatever the case is. I guess the nigga reached out. He seen, I guess Surf reached out to him, and Sayari calls me. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this nigga Surf want to get some work done. Like, what's the rundown on him? What kind of nigga is he? You know what I told Sayari personally? He a little funny nigga, but he got a buzz. If you're going to do music with him, do some music with him. It'll work. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'll work. So Jason gave the okay. So once I started seeing this nigga promoting that song with Sayari the Kid, I never know they even did the song. You know, when I see him promoting it, and then on top of that, in the same breath, turn around and try to talk down on me, dog. Come on, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, my nigga. Somebody got to tell me when I'm not making no sense. I'm listening. Tell me when I'm not making no sense.
Oh, man.
You like to play devil's advocate a lot, Dre. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tell me you like to look at things from both sides. That's cool.
Yeah,
I
look at things from both sides.
Yeah, and tell me where I'm wrong at.
I don't see what you're wrong
ducking
at. I really want Surf.
The other side. Surf ducking. That's the other side right there.
Damn, Timbo.
Even if y'all get Surf up here asking these same questions, I would love to hear how he dance around these shits. I would love to hear it, because he's not going to say facts. He's going to get up there and he's just going to say whatever he can to talk down on me in a negative light. You know what I'm saying, nigga?
I mean, he's gonna dance. He's hung around with Joe Budden before, so he knows the art of dancing around topics. So I feel like there'll be a lot of dancing going on that conversation with Surf.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And then the fans and everything, we keep asking for these battles. The fans got to play a part in the change, too. If niggas start acting Hollywood and acting funny, the fans supposed to just be like, fuck them niggas. Then put their attention on somebody else that's free. Because, you know, the more the fans keep asking for certain niggas or whatever the case, the same niggas that's shitting on battle rap, obviously, because they're not battling until they get their money. Obviously, you don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you don't give a fuck. But the fans are going to keep asking. So when they keep asking, that's when it's going to have these niggas still waiting. But if they don't mention these niggas no more, that's when they're going to try to ease their way back in. They're going to try. Then when they ease their way back in, they got to battle anybody. Look at Reed Dallas.
Yeah.
Look at Reed Dallas.
And I give you this, John. I give you this. You got two bodies on your resume, clear bodies. I'm talking about Reed and Mr. Wavy. And I fuck with Surf, but Surf don't have a body and shit. I give you that. But a lot of niggas will look under that and be like, oh, that don't mean shit to me. It does.
Hold on.
A lot of niggas don't even.
Let me say this. Surf didn't body Brick.
I thought he fucked him up. I'm gonna keep it real. Yo, listen, man.
He fucked up.
I'm not gonna shit on Surf. I respect that nigga's grind. And like I said earlier, I think he's found a way to get where the fans fuck with his persona, Sue Surf the person, more than his battles. Like, niggas, I didn't like Sue Surf and Tay Rock, and niggas be telling me that shit's a classic. I don't think it was a classic at all. And that's what I'm talking about. He could put a battle out, and niggas are not going to go crazy. John put a battle out, he's going to get scrutinized. It's like niggas got their pen and pad. Let's see what rhyme John stole today. It's a popularity contest, which I don't like. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But John and Sue Surf, that would be dope on a Summer Madness card. Let's be fucking clear. You know what I'm saying? And niggas got money on the table. I'm surprised niggas is not chasing the paper. If you get a large paper, battle? Especially when you battle the same niggas.
I'm trying to help this nigga get off the couch, and this is how he do me?
I'm trying to help
the nigga get off the couch, man.
Oh, man, dog. Come on.
Dog, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, my man. You can say what you want about me, dog. But at the end of the day, through the years, man, I had to go through shit that nobody went through. It was easy for a lot of these niggas. Shit wasn't easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was immediately going at the fan favorites. So when I go at the fan favorites, they're going to put in their fans' heads and not fuck with me. And it's been like that with me from the jump.
Yeah.
But I'm still with it. What the fuck am I doing? You know what I'm saying? But niggas is crazy, man. Niggas is crazy. Tell me when I'm wrong. That's all I want. Tell me when I'm
wrong. John, can you confirm that you're on Summer Madness? You don't got to say your opponent, but are you on Summer Madness? Or you can't disclose that?
I mean, I could be on Summer Madness if I want. The problem is, I don't know. Once I got they wanted to book that. They wanted to book me and Surf. Let's be clear.
Oh,
I didn't.
Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a whole little rundown. Me and Surf was verbally locked in for May card, May 21st. This was before Unfinished Business was together. This was before Double Impact happened. You know what I'm saying? So we was talking, and he was going to they wanted him to battle Mr. Wavy, and he was going to do that. Why? Because he needed money. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, Beasley calls me, hey, what do you think about battling Surf? I'm like, yeah, that's one of the niggas I want to battle anyway. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
That's one of the niggas I want to battle anyway. Oh, okay. And then next thing you know, Beasley calls me. Yeah. You know, he be joking and shit. John Adon versus Surf, May 21st. And I'm like, oh, all right. You know what I mean? I even got the contract in my fucking email. But anyway.
Wow, word.
Come on. Shit. So when Double Impact happened, y'all niggas getting some exclusive shit right now. When Double Impact happened and that 2-on-2 couldn't finish.
For real.
That's when they decided to reschedule the 2-on-2. So when they rescheduled the 2-on-2, I can't battle Surf if he's going to do the 2-on-2 over again.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So They didn't want me to sit out. They're like, okay, who you going to battle now? Okay, well, I've been going at it with the nigga T. Give me T now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we going to move the surf battle. So he's supposed to move the surf battle. And next thing you know, all this other shit coming into play. So I'm under the impression that, you know, I was me and Surf was going to lock in for Summer Madness. So, yeah, so when I got around, you know, these money niggas or whatever, the nigga that wanted to just put up some bread just cuz, and I told him, yeah, I might be battling Surf Summer Madness. They're like, oh, bet, I got whatever on that. Okay, let me get a price on Surf. So that's when I called Surf immediately. I DM'd him because I didn't have his number. Why the fuck am I DMing Surf out the middle of nowhere? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I DM'd him. Yo, I got a bag for you. He hit me. He gave me his number. Call me right now. Called him. Chopped it up. That's how that worked. So now it's like, now I get word coming back. Oh, yeah, Surf on the battle T-Top. Who else you want to battle on Summer Madness? I don't feel like me versus anybody else is Summer Madness worthy. I don't want to battle another nigga who is going to be his first time on Summer Madness. I did that already.
Agree.
Mm-hmm.
Agree.
I did that already. So I'm not going to force the issue just because it's Summer Madness and be like, okay, just give me anybody. I want something that people want to see. I want something people want to see. Who the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Who else?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I mean, you don't battle a lot of niggas, though, son. Like, you can't even – who else is left on that roster in that top-tier level for you to battle? That makes sense.
I mean, the ones that I
– it's Summer Madness. You can't just throw no
– Surf and Hollow. Surf and Hollow.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean –
Agree with Timbo.
To be honest.
I agree with that. It's only him and Hollow left, I think. That makes sense.
And those two niggas, that ain't going to never take their track shoes off. Especially a nigga that I told we could get double to pay for, and he decides to go another route. That's an official duck. That's official. Like, that is official. Mm. What are you going to get on here? What are you going to go ahead and say? He didn't believe me? You ain't got to fucking believe me. Take the battle, then if the shit don't go about, yeah, expose the fuck out of me. Everything is on record. You
feel
what I'm saying? Everything is on record.
Yeah.
Call my bluff. Like, you ain't got, like, come on, dog. Like, niggas is crazy,
so,
man.
And listen, I like T-Top, like the next guy, but for Surf, it just seemed like, from what you're telling me and Timbo, it seemed like there's two opportunities for you and this nigga to battle, and the two opportunities when the shit got presented, contract in hand, money conversations, and son just decided to be, I'm going to go a different route twice.
Yeah. And this is a battle that they going at him with. They coming, They wanted to put this together. It's not like the Hitman situation where they was just iffy about, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm efficient for that battle. It's not that situation. Things change now. I'm lightweight Mr. Summer Madness. There's only one nigga that did more Summer Madnesses than me.
You've been on the
one.
Last three, right?
Yeah, ever since Summer Madness 2. I've been on every one but one. 4 out of 5.
Yep.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Like, yeah, of course I could get Summer Madness. That's what I'm saying. I could battle anybody I want on Summer Madness. It's like, I'm a Summer Madness name. I'm not saying that to big myself up. I'm saying what Beasley and them tells me. I'm a Summer Madness name. So it's like, if I get to a point, I don't know what I want to do or this and that, they text me. You thought of somebody or whatever the case is. This shit goes on. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they don't hear from me, they hitting me up like anybody else or whatever the case is. I don't want to battle Chilla Jones Summer Madness. I don't think that'll be fair for Chilla Jones.
That's more like a gnome or unfinished business, I think. That's, you know what I mean?
I would battle Chilla Jones on a Born Legacy card.
Yeah, I fuck with Chilla too, but not Summer Madness, though.
Nah, not Summer Madness. I feel like I would smack Chilla all across that Summer Madness series, honestly.
Jesus.
Honestly. And I'd rather a classic with Chilla. I don't want to because, you know, I'm actually cool with the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would rather a classic, a war at least. You know what I'm saying? Like, something we could both be proud of. it's not going to be right. You know what I'm saying? I will feel bad. I kind of felt bad for Wavy because I liked him.
Yo, I'm going to keep it real, son. I remember when that battle was going down, Timbo and John John, and I remember reading on Twitter, niggas was tweeting John John rhymes and everybody. I was like, yo, niggas is really showing love to John John? What the fuck is going on? Like, John, and I say this respectfully because niggas be trying to like, shit on you, son. The way these niggas were acting on Twitter when you was battling my nigga, I had to do a double take. Like, word, niggas fuck on my nigga John John like this? That's what it is. And I'm going to be real with you also. Because I watched Tay Rock and You Again for the 6 millionth time. Niggas got to stop with the bullshit. Like, I don't even think – I think that battle is very debatable, straight up and down. Even when you got mad and told niggas, chill. Because, like, niggas – like, John John, that's the thing I was trying to say. Beat Mr. Wavy, I was like, I hope niggas act the same way when John John battles Tay Rock and shit. The same way you niggas is showing love to my nigga John John then. Please show it to him when he battled Tay Rock because ain't nothing going to really switch up. He going to keep the same rhyme and do what he do. And it is what it is. You know what I mean?
It'd be the atmospheres, man. Like, the atmospheres is everything. Like, the atmosphere with that Tay Rock battle, it was just weird. It was weird. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like we both could have put more effort in our material. I feel like me and Tay Rock both put more effort in our material. But I still feel like even if we did that, the energy wouldn't have been that much more at that particular moment. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was just like, not only did the battlers not feel like battling, the crowd didn't feel like watching this shit. It's like everybody's forced because we're here. We got to do it because we're being paid, and the crowd got to watch because they paid to be here.
But, so, John, this is URL. That doesn't even sound right, my nigga. Not to cut you off, but that don't even sound right. This is URL.
My nigga, the atmosphere, I'm telling you, because the atmosphere was the same with Unfinished Business. You see how all these battles turned out?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the atmosphere. Certain times, the atmosphere is not all the way there all the time. Nobody takes that into account. They just judging the battle. Oh, this battle whack. This battle this. This battle this. But to be honest with you, in the building, these Unfinished Business battles is way better live than on camera.
Yeah.
Way better.
Yeah.
So how editing went to where it didn't really capture the energy,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? But it didn't, you know what I'm saying? It didn't. And it's
right.
just like these things you got to take into account. These are just the things you got to take into account. Not every time everything is just going to be like the atmosphere was fucked up when Hitman battled Hollow.
Yeah, the mics, and it was mad late. It wasn't like 1 o'clock in the last battle of the night, the main event. Didn't that shit come on like 12, 1 o'clock or some shit?
So I'm saying, when I battled Tay Rock,
we
just literally got evacuated from the building and just came
back.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. The DNA battle with Briz, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So the atmosphere is just kind of fucked up. It ain't like the, you know what I mean? It's just, it'd be different. It, like, you can't really call that. That's why when niggas saying going into a battle, you can't really predict how it's going to go. You can't.
Yeah.
Regardless of your material, regardless of anything, it doesn't matter. You can't predict it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't predict it. So you just got to go in and have confidence in your shit. And you just got to – that's where I'm at with it now. I'm just like, you know what? I don't give a fuck. As long as I got 3 rounds I'm confident about, I'm going to go up here. Whatever happens, happens. I done seen the worst already.
Mm-hmm.
I done seen the worst already. You know what I'm saying? It's like if I come in from the bottom, the only way to go is up. I have nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear your shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just everything counts, man. Everything counts, man.
John John, before we wrap it up here. Before we wrap it up here, are you NWX, my nigga?
Nah.
Come on.
Nah. Those are my niggas, man. It's been a lot of conversations, but it's different, you know what I mean? I tell you, the only reason why I'm not in WX is because it's different. If they would have came to me at the beginning forming this shit, I would have been more, you know what I'm saying, more interested in doing it. But being that y'all already established and got it popping, I'm not about to jump on a boat that's already moving.
Right.
I'm not about to do that. I'd rather be a part of something from the dirt, from the mud. and build up. You know what I mean? That's the only reason. Other than that, I love them niggas to death. DNA, K-Shine, Rain, them niggas. And now that T-Top part of it, I'm tight with T-Top. So, you know what I mean? Those is my niggas. But for that simple reason right there, then on top of that, me and what I represent, that'll just go against what I represent. You know what I mean? Like, standing my own ground, making my own way. It is just like the people that look at me in that light, I feel like they might not look at me in that same light anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense.
No, I'll feel you on that. I'll feel you on that.
I mean, I've talked about it on the show too. I don't know. It's weird how I feel about these teams. You know, I think it's cool because it's different. But then, like, I see these guys, I'm like, shit, I want, you know, you guys to battle and feel that. I feel like you can't do that being on teams. You know what I mean? I just don't see that making that happen.
With NWX, I think people was just trying to find reasons to just hate that whole situation. I don't think what they did was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Not at the beginning.
Right.
DNA battle K-Shine. DNA battle Big T. K-Shine battle
That's
Big
what I said
T.
last
yeah.
night. Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, with this T-Top situation and people trying to say, yeah, these are battles I wanted to see. But who did you really want to see T-Top battle with NWX to where you'll die if that battle never happens?
Yeah. Only person is Shine. The only person
like,
I don't want to see is Shine.
Yeah.
Shine and T-Top. I don't care about DNA. No, this I fuck with DNA, but I don't want to see DNA
that,
and
Shine
T-Top
and Top
battle.
Would be
you know what
the
mean?
Only one. Yeah, Shine and Top would be the only one you want to see out of all of them. Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? So it's just like what NWX did. NWX collectively, they was healthy for battle rap. I don't understand how people could go against that. They started something crazy. Like, it's something. I mean, what they started may be fucking it up because other people want to follow what they did.
Mm-hmm.
We can't
mm-hmm.
blame them for that. You see what I'm saying? We can't mm-hmm. blame them. They had a plan on forming a team to do something, you know, to jumpstart battle rap again. You know what I mean? Make
no, John.
I'm gonna
piggyback on what you said. I think it's to re-jump also their career and revive their career. Let's be real, my nigga. And I said this last nigga, Timbo.
Even so, though, is that wrong? For them wanting to do
no,
that?
Not at all. I have no problem with these niggas because you know why? I think, like I said, DNA, Shine, and Big T, at one particular time, it was like, all right, niggas, you guys are veterans. You guys been young OGs. Y'all niggas been here for a while. What next? And I think for them coming together to form their conglomerate made sense for all three of them niggas. I'm not talking about Official and Saga. Just I'm focused on DNA, Shine, and Big T. I think it was smart on them niggas to revive their career that way.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what you call a power move. They made a power move. It was a strategic move. I think because when people say what you just said, but they say it in a negative light. They say it like, oh, y'all needed this. Y'all needed it. So fucking what? They needed it, and they went and did it, and it worked. So what else do you want from niggas? Like, niggas don't be wanting to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they don't want it to work. People on the outside, they don't want it to work. They don't want them to shine. What it is.
Can't take
it. Flat
There's
out.
Other shit going on, though. How the fuck is Surfing Rex on teams? Hey, y'all supposed to be battling.
That's what I said. Also, John, NWX got these niggas forming up, eight niggas together, take these niggas out. That's why I say, yo, if your niggas can hate on NWX, but when Surfing and Rex on the phone talking on 15 Minutes of Fame, talking about, yo, we got to get these niggas the fuck out of here. I don't think niggas is really looking at the large picture. And the large picture is this. These niggas are kind of bubbling right now. We got to get these niggas the fuck up out of here. That whole fucking 2-on-2 card that Smacking them did was really based on K-Shine and DNA doing a 2-on-2. Let's keep it all the way alive.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, for that simple reason, NWX, that's a legendary squad in battle rap. Can we go on record and say that?
I go on record and say that.
That will be legendary. 10 years from now, it'll be what NWX did.
Mm.
When they did it. Like, regardless. Like, you know what I'm saying? Regardless. And then these other niggas just, you know, riding the wave. Once it was DNA and K-Shine, now you all of a sudden Surf tweeting, yo, what's up, Rock? What you want to do? So now, Surf, you want to ride Rock wave. What the fuck? And now Rex is in the picture. Like, what the fuck is going on over here?
I want to see Rex and Shine, though, John John. I want to see Rex and Shine, my nigga. I'm going to keep it tall.
Me too. I ain't going to lie.
John, before we get up out of here, I got one question for you. You're in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
When are we going to see some battle rap shit go down to A3C, my G? Is that going to happen this year? You going to make it happen?
Yeah, I've actually been in the works trying to do it, but the people that did it before us kind of fucked the situation up. You know what I mean? I've been talking to A3C about doing it this year. The problem is, what A3C does, if we was to do it, they would put money up towards this event. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Almost like sponsor it to help it to be a part of it. Now, whoever they had, I know who they had do it last year, but I'm not going to bring it up to downplay them. But whoever did it last year, it kind of fucked the situation up for battle rap as a whole for A3C. However they did it.
Yeah.
So now they talk to us and they want to fuck with us, but they letting it be known, yo, we ain't going to give you no money. So it's like, okay, so if y'all not going to give us no money, how are we going to put together a car? Because, you know, we pay for production. We pay for certain shit. So how are we going to get the money back?
Mm-hmm.
This is a part of A3C. We can't charge at the door.
Yeah.
You know what
I
mean?
You're
so
right.
It put us in a fucked up situation.
Yeah, and I know exactly what league you're talking about that did it last year. When I was there last year, I was able to talk. Smack and Cortez ended up being out there at A3C. So I was just kind of like bumping a couple things, asking them are they here, just kind of checking it out to see if this is going to be an event. Because I think something done right at A3C would be super dope to bring it.
Hell yeah. That's what I wanted to do. Like, you know what I mean? But for that simple fact, it fucked it up. But when Smack did it, that's when me and Cortez battled. That was the main event. And it was packing it.
Yeah.
That's when JC smoked Rich Dollar's boots, and that fucking footage never came out.
That's right. Damn, man. It would be good. It would be good to get an event out there, man. It would be dope.
Yeah. They said they was with it. They will work with us, but you know, for the simple fact they're not putting up no bread, it's just like, come on, man.
Yeah.
You know.
Nah, you're right.
Like,
well, I had asked that one, man, but we appreciate you being a friend of the show, always coming
always.
Up, supporting this shit like that, and always keeping it 1,000, my G.
Word.
Always, man. Salute Tribe, man. PSA always. Radio. Them both. Three Letter Man, John the Don, Shrug Life, Bullpen Over Bullshit. Oh, yeah, Shrug Life 2
nigga.
Is coming. Oh, it's on the way, too. Shrug Life 2. Mixed
okay.
Thing. Don't worry about nothing. I got me.
Shrug Life
my
2.
Nigga.
You know what needs to be on the way is Dre in my hat, the Bullpen Over Bullshit hat. You know what I mean? I saw you rocking those, and then I would rock them.
Nah, I got you. We about to get some more done. I see y'all, bro. No problem.
Nah, absolutely, man. You already know, man. We appreciate you coming up here, bro.
Always.
All right. All right.
Shout out to John
coming on the show, friend of the show. Man, woo.
Bombshells. After bombshells, I mean, it don't get no more exclusive than that.
Needless to say, once this is off, that'll be chopped in up very quick. Let me just say this.
I mean, you know when people say you speak from the heart and you just let it go?
Yeah.
That's what John basically did, my nigga. Like, call it what it is, fam. Nigga.
It's crazy.
Damn.
What I
get from these conversations, like, there be so much shit be going behind the scenes that we don't even be knowing about sometimes. Obviously, we don't know.
Yep.
We didn't, you know what I'm saying? And you hear the stories, you're like, damn. Surf, my nigga. Take
Back.
A shot, B.
Back.
Let me holler at you, surf. Yeah, me and you don't see eye to eye. You and Timbo got a better relationship. Do it on the strength of Timbo. Fuck me. Come on the show and chop it up. We've been talking on DM already, Surf. You follow me on Twitter. Appreciate that, first of all. Come on the show. You know what I'm saying? Let's chop this up, bro. We got to talk.
What is it?
We got to hear your
side. What's Big Canada say? Let's have a conversation with the congregation.
With the congregation, my nigga, for real. You got to step in. You got to have a conversation with me and Timbo, Sue Surf. It's only right. We let John say his piece. I really want to hear your piece and where you come from and shit, son.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Straight up. John John's my guy more than Surf. I'm not going to fuck, but Surf, we don't do that up here, my nigga. Ain't no favoritism because me and John John are cool. That mean you can't. We can't have a civil conversation up here. Say, no, my nigga. Platform is yours.
Let's go.
Rebuttal game, my nigga. Man.
Come
out to fucking John John.
Surf, you already know.
Yeah, come
shout
on the show.
John,
the bullshit, my nigga.
Shout out, John John. We're gonna do what we can get this Surf interview. But in the meantime,
yo, go look at my mention. My mention's on fire right now. That shit's like a fucking niggas is like, yo, why y'all ain't tell us this shit is live? What the fuck is going on? Put that shit out. Like, yo, I gotta say, I'm having fun again in this battle rap shit. I'm having fun again. Even when I was doing all other shit, I didn't really have fun. I'm having fun again. Shout out to my bro Timbo. It's all because of my bro Timbo, because a lot of niggas you do shows with, you don't really have that continuity. You don't know that person. Like, Timbo knows how I feel about hip hop. He know I fuck with him battle rap. Yeah, I know who he fucks with. It's like a Scotty Jordan, Kobe Shaq. Like, you just know you're a man. You know where he's going to run to the basket. You know when I'm the quarterback, I know what route Timbo's going to run. And that's just what it is.
Yep.
Hi, haters.
That's a fact.
Shout out to my bro Timbo. Shout out PSA Radio. Shout out John John the Don. And PSA Radio, man. How about your boy?
Let's go, man. We out. I gotta get the chopper, man. We out.
Out.